From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the nightclub assault in Istanbul New Year's Day that left nearly 40 dead, most of them foreigners, and wounded dozens. It said the attack was in retaliation for Turkey's presence in neighboring Syria, saying the blood of Muslims shed with airplanes and artillery fire will ignite a fire in Turkey's own land. Turkish authorities searching for the lone gunman have arrested 8 suspects.
8 kişi gözaltındadır. Ve bu anlamda da
Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmuş told reporters authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman and expressed confidence his identity will be established quickly. An American businessman, William Jacob Rake, was one of those who survived the attack.
All I can say is it's a massive tragedy. This is very unfortunate. This is a very good country, and it's so unfortunate that this is happening to you guys. And I really feel for everybody here. For me, I wake up in the United States, I eat breakfast. You guys wake up and have to think of this. It's so, so sad. And, I really wish everybody here the best.
Rake, a 35-year-old businessman from Delaware, was shot in the leg, the only American casualty in the attack. 2 more Gambian radio stations have been ordered closed, the second and third to be shuttered in recent days amid a political standoff in the West African country. The reason for the closures remains unclear. President Yahya Jammeh reversed himself, refusing to accept his December 1st defeat at the polls to opposition candidate Adama Barrow. The Gambian leader cited numerous voting irregularities and demands a new election. He has rejected mediation by the regional bloc ECOWAS. Mr. Barrow is proceeding with plans for his inauguration January 19th. This is VOA News.